Well, good morning. It is October 4th, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today, on another windy fall morning, we are going to be picking up in 1 Kings chapter 7, Ephesians chapter 4, Ezekiel 37, and Psalm 87 and 88. So let's get into the Word today. 1 Kings chapter 7 today. 1 Kings chapter 7. But Solomon was building his own house 13 years, and he finished all of his house. And he built also the house of the forest of Lebanon, and the length thereof was 100 cubits, and the breadth thereof was 50 cubits, and the height thereof 30 cubits, upon four rows of cedar pillars, with cedar beams upon the pillars. And it was covered with cedar above the beams that lay on the 45 pillars, 15 in a row, and there were 15 in three rows, and light was against light in three ranks. And all the doors and posts were square, and the windows, and the light was against light in three ranks. And he made a porch of pillars, the length thereof was 50 cubits, and the breadth thereof was 30 cubits, and the porch was before him, and the other pillar and the thick beam were before them. Then he made a porch for the throne where he might judge, even the porch of judgment. And it was covered with cedar from one side of the floor to the other. And his house, where he dwelt, had another court within the porch, which was of the like work. Solomon made also a house for Pharaoh's daughter, whom he had taken to wife, like unto the porch. And these were of costly stones, according to the measure of hewn stones, sawn with saws, within and without, even from the foundation unto the coping, and so on the outside towards the great court. And the foundation was of costly stones, even great stones, stones of 10 cubits and stones of 8 cubits. And above were costly stones after the measure of hewn stones and cedars. And the great court round about was with three rows of hewn stones and a row of cedar beams, both from the inner court of the house of the Lord and from the porch of the house. And then King Solomon sent and fetched Hiram out of Tyre, and he was a widow's son of the tribe of Naphtali, and his father was a man of Tyre, a worker in brass, and he was filled with wisdom and understanding and cunning to work all works in brass. Then he came to King Solomon and wrought all his work, for he cast two pillars of brass of 18 cubits high apiece, and a line of 12 cubits did compass either of them about. And he made two chapiters of molten brass to set upon the top of the pillar. The height of the one chapiter was 5 cubits, and the height of the other chapiter was 5 cubits, and nets of checkerwork and wreaths of chainwork for the chapiters were upon the top of the pillars, 7 for the one chapiter and 7 for the other. And he made the pillars in 2 rows round about upon the one network to cover the chapiter that were upon the top with pomegranates, and so did he for the other chapiter. And the chapiter that were upon the top of the pillar were of lily work in the porch, 4 cubits, and the chapiter upon the two pillars had pomegranates also above, over against the belly, which was by the network. And the pomegranates were 200 in rows, and upon the other chapiter. And he set upon the pillars in the porch of the temple, and he set upon the right pillar, and called the name thereof Jachin. And he set up the left pillar, and called the name thereof Boaz. And upon the top of the pillar was lily work, so was the work of the pillars finished. And he made a molten sea, 10 cubits from one brim to the other. And it was round all about, and his height was 5 cubits, and a line of 30 cubits did compass it round about. And under the brim of it round about were there knops compassing it, 10 in a cubit, compassing the sea round about. The knops were cast in 2 rows when it was cast, stood upon 12 oxen. And 3 looking towards the north, and 3 looking towards the west, and 3 looking towards the south, and 3 looking towards the east. And the sea was set above upon them, and all their hinder parts were inward. And it was in hand's breadth, it was a hand's breadth thick. And the brim thereof was wrought like the brim of a cup with flowers of lilies. It contained 2,000 baths. And he made 10 bases of brass, 4 cubits. Was for the length of 1 base, and 4 cubits the breadth thereof, and 3 cubits the height thereof. And the work of the bases was on this manner. They had borders, and the borders were between the ledges. Oop, there goes the wind. And the borders were between the ledges, And the borders that were between the ledges were lions, oxen, and cherubim. And upon the ledges there was a base above. And beneath the lions and oxen were certain additions made of thin work. And every base had four brazen wheels and plates of brass, and four corners thereof had undersetters under the laver, which were undersetters molten at the side of every addition. And the mouth of it within the chapiteer and above was a cubit, but the mouth thereof was round about the work of the base, a cubit and a half. And then also upon the mouth of it were gravings with their borders, four square, not round. And under the borders were four wheels, and the axle trees of the wheels were joined to the base, and the height of a wheel was a cubit and a half, a cubit. And the work of the wheels was like the work of the chariot wheels, for their axle trees and their naves and their fillows and their spokes were all molten. And there were four undersetters to the four corners of one base, and the undersetters were of the very base itself. And in the top of the base was there a round compass of half a cubit high, and on the top of the base the ledges thereof, and the borders thereof were of the same. For on the plates of the ledges thereof, and on the borders thereof, he graved cherubim, lion, and palm trees, according to the proportion of every one, and additions round about. After this manner he made the ten bases. All of them had one cast, being one measure and one size. And then made he ten lavers of brass. One laver contained 40 baths, and every laver was 4 cubits. And upon every one of the 10 bases was one laver. And then he put 5 bases on the right side of the house, and 5 on the left side of the house. And he set the sea on the right side of the house eastward over against the south. And Hiram made the lavers and the shovels and the basins. And so Hiram made an end of doing all the work that he made King Solomon for the house of the Lord, the 2 pillars and the 2 bowls of the chapiteers that were on the top of the 2 pillars, and the 2 networks to cover the 2 bowls of the chapiteers which were upon the top of the pillars, and 400 pomegranates for the 2 networks, even 2 rows of pomegranates for 1 network to cover the 2 bowls of the chapiteers that were under the pillars, and the 10 bases and the 10 lavers on the bases, and 1 sea, and 12 oxen under the sea, and the pots and the shovels and the basins, and all the vessels which Hiram made to King Solomon for the house of the Lord were of bright brass. In the plain of Jordan did the king cast them, in the clay ground between Succoth and Zarthan. And Solomon left all the vessels unweighed, because they were exceedingly many. Neither was the weight of the brass found out. And Solomon made all the vessels that pertained unto the house of the Lord, the altar of gold and the tables of gold whereupon the showbread was, and the candlesticks of pure gold, 5 on the right side and 5 on the left before the oracle, with the flour and the lamps and the tongs of gold, and the bowls and the snuffers and the basins and the spoons and the censers of pure gold, and the hinges of gold, both for the doors of the inner house, the most holy place, and for the doors of the house, to wit, of the temple. And so was ended all the work that King Solomon made for the house of the Lord. And Solomon brought in the things which David his father had dedicated, even the silver and the gold and the vessels did he put among the treasures of the house of the Lord. That was 1 Kings chapter 7. Let's move on over to Ephesians chapter 4 this morning. Ephesians chapter 4. Hopefully if my page doesn't blow away again. Ephesians chapter 4. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, and with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. And wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. Then he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and all the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried away with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. And this I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their minds, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who, being past feeling, have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, and to work all uncleanliness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ, if so be that ye have heard of him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. And wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he might have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed until the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. Amen. That was Ephesians chapter 4. Let's move on over to Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 37. Ezekiel 37 today. Ezekiel 37. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. And he said unto me, Prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. And thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and ye shall live. Then I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall know, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. And so I prophesied, and I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. Then when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. And then said he unto me, Prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, Thus saith the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. And so I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet, and an exceedingly great army. And then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say our bones are dry, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. And therefore prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will cause your graves, and cause you to come up out of your graves, and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord, when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves. And ye shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. And then ye shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it, and performed it, saith the Lord. And the word of the Lord came up again unto me, saying, Moreover, thou son of man, take thee one stick, then write upon it for Judah, and for the children of Israel, his companion, and then take another stick, and write upon it for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel, his companions. Then join them one to another into one stick, and they shall become in thy hand. And when the children of thy people shall speak unto thee, saying, Wilt thou not show us what thou meanest by these? Say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel with his fellows, and will put them with him, even with the stick of Judah, and make them one stick, and they shall be one in mine hand. And then the stick thereupon writest, and the sticks whereon thou writest shall be in thine hand before their eyes, and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the heathen, whither they be gone, and will gather on every side, and bring them into their own land. And I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountain of Israel. And one king shall be king to them all, and they shall be no more two nations, neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms any more at all. Neither shall they defile themselves any more with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions. But I will save them out of their dwelling places, wherein they have sinned. Then I will cleanse them, and so shall they be my people, and I will be their God. And David my servant shall be king over them, and they shall have one shepherd, and shall also walk in my judgments, and observe my statutes, and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I give unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they, and their children, and their children's children forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them, and it shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people, and the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. That was Ezekiel chapter 37. Let's move on over to our final reading today. We're going to read Psalms 87 and 88. Psalms 87 and 88 as we close out today. Psalm 87 and 88. Psalm 87. A psalm or song for the sons of Korah. His foundation is the holy mountain. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre and Ethiopia, this man was born there. And of Zion it shall be said, This and that man was born in her. And the highest himself shall establish her. The Lord shall count, when he writeth up the people, that this man was born there. As well the singers and the players on instruments shall be there, and all my strings are in there. Psalm 88, a song or psalm for the sons of Korah to the chief musician upon Mahaloth, Lehonoth, Maskil of Heman the Ezrahite. O Lord God of my salvation, I have cried day and night before thee. Let my prayer come before thee. Incline thine ear unto my cry. For my soul is full of trouble, and my life draweth nigh unto the grave. I am counted with them that go down in the pit. I am as a man that hath no strength, free among the dead, like the slain that lie in the grave, whom thou rememberest no more, and they are cut off from thy land, from thy hand. Thou hast laid me in the lowest pit, in the darkest, in the deeps. Thy wrath lieth hard upon me, and thou hast afflicted me with all thy waves. And thou hast put away mine acquaintances far from me, and thou hast made me an abomination unto them. I am shut up, and I cannot come forth. My eye mourneth by reason of affliction. Lord, I have called daily upon thee. I have stretched out my hands unto thee. Wilt thou show wonders to the dead? Shall the dead arise and praise thee? Shall thy loving kindness be declared in the grave, or thy faithfulness in destruction? Shall thy wonders be known in the dark, and thy righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? But unto thee have I cried, O Lord, and in the morning shall my prayer prevent thee. Lord, why castest thou far off my soul? Why hidest thou thy face from me? I am afflicted and ready to die from my youth up. While I suffer thy terrors, I am distracted. Thy fierce wrath goeth over me. Thy terrors have cut me off. They came round about me daily like water. They compass me about together. Lover and friend hast thou put far from me, and mine acquaintances into darkness. Well, amen. That was our reading today for October 4th, 2022. Thank you all so much for joining me once again. Be sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I'll be sure to mark all of that down. But that said, trust that you'll have a good day in the Lord today. Let's start it with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for this day that you have given to us, another beautiful fall day. Lord, I praise you so much for your word. Lord, I praise you so much that you allowed these dead bones to live. Lord, that you breathed life into me, that you gave me a heart of flesh. And Lord, just raise me, Lord, from the death of my sin. Lord, I praise you so much for that. You caused us to be born again, and I thank you for that for my brothers and sisters. Lord, I thank you so much for that reminder in Ezekiel today, and Lord, I pray, God, today as your new creatures, as those who have been remade and brought back to life spiritually, God, that we would follow you today, Lord, that we would live the way that your word dictates, Lord. Lord, we read today of Paul and, Lord, how he gave instruction to the church at Ephesus, and, God, how they should be loving towards one another and kind to one another, God, that no corrupt communication should come out of our mouths, and, God, how we should, Lord, just tell the truth, and, Lord, be just that church family, God, that you've called us to be. And so, Lord, may we be that, Lord. May we have that witness to one another and as well as to those in our community, God. May many come to know you as Savior. Lord, may you put it on our hearts to share Jesus with someone today, Lord. I pray that for myself. And so, Lord, we thank you so much for another day that you granted to us. Lord, we pray, God, that you would just give us all that we need today to do all that we need to accomplish. Lots going on, but Lord, we know, Lord, that you'll give us the strength to do it all. We love you, and we praise you, and we give you the glory for the rest of the day. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a good one, everybody. Bye now.